2019 could be the first year in a decade where Ohio loses jobs. So what should we expect in 2020? With me to talk about that is economist and owner of Regionomics, Bill Lafayette. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Debbie.
We often hear that the economy is going gangbusters right now, but Ohio has not kept up with the rest of the nation. What's happening here?
Well, we've had slower than average growth now for most of the expansion. Right now, it's looking like year-over-year growth is going to be something in the range of 0.6 or 0.7%, less than half the national average. There are a number of things that are going on. First of all, the tariffs are a problem. And then we've got the ongoing challenges of slow population growth.
So how are the tariffs then affecting job prospects?
Well, simply because Ohio agriculture and Ohio manufacturing have been by and large hurt by the tariffs. And as a result, the businesses that serve those businesses are suffering. And the workers who work for those businesses are also suffering because they're making less money. What's happened with agriculture is that China, which was a major customer of the U.S. for soybeans, which is the major crop in Ohio, stopped buying as many simply because they were more expensive. They were taxed. And so as a result, one out of three Ohio rows of soybeans that used to go to China are not now. China has apparently signaled that they're going to buy soybeans. Trump announced that, but the damage has been done. On the manufacturing side, we've got tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum, and that doesn't just raise prices on Chinese steel and aluminum. It also raises prices on American steel and aluminum because the demand is greater.
Now, this has been a trend in other Midwestern states. Why is that?
Well, it's simply because a lot more people work in steel fabrication than they do steel mills. The steel mills are benefiting, but the fabricated metals industry is hurting because they have to pay higher prices.
We have a new trade agreement now, the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. How much should this help Ohio employers add workers?
It should be helpful. Canada is our largest trading partner, and to the extent that the trade tensions with Canada are being alleviated by this agreement, that should be helpful for us.
What would you tell a job hunter in Ohio about their prospects in 2020?
A lot of it depends on where you are, because the traditional thinking is that there's Columbus and everywhere else, but every single region has its own economy, its own dominant industries, and so it really does depend on where you are. Columbus is doing fairly well. Cincinnati is doing fairly well. Much of the rest of the state, though, is not. The point, though, to keep in mind is that companies are hiring even when the job market isn't increasing, because there's so many retirements going on, and those jobs have to be backfilled.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with economist Bill Lafayette, owner of Regionomics, about the job outlook in Ohio in 2020. Thanks again.
Thank you, Debbie.